Today's episode is part one of a two-part story. I Feel the Earth Move. May 18, 1980 was a monumental day in the history of the United States. After several months of bluster, a geologically young volcano in Washington State named Mount St. Helens literally blew her top. The eruption removed 1,300 feet from the volcano, created monolith dust clouds, flattened trees for hundreds of square miles, and sent a pyroclastic flow of superheated gas that in turn created a mammoth flow of mud and debris that destroyed buildings 50 miles away. 57 people died in this earth-shattering event. On May 25th, just 1 week after Mount St. Helens eruption, a magnitude 6.0 earthquake on the Richter scale struck the Long Valley Caldera just a few miles southeast of the town of Mammoth Lakes. This initial quake was followed in the next 48 hours by a swarm of magnitude 4 or larger quakes, including three greater than 6.0. Startled geologists also noticed that the floor of Long Valley had risen a dramatic 10 inches. Damage from earthquake shaking was most pronounced in the Mammoth and Crowley Lakes area. After the first event on May 25th, Mammoth Lakes was without power for several hours. There was some damage to buildings, including broken windows and water mains, cracked plaster, and fallen chimneys. Stores and businesses suffered damage to shelf stock, and extensive destruction to breakable contents in homes was commonly reported. Initial damage losses to schools and other public buildings and roads in the Mammoth Lake region was estimated to be about $2 million. Landslides and rock falls were common throughout the region, with one rock slide injuring two hikers in the nearby Yosemite backcountry. Huge dust clouds would form in the mountain canyons after the larger quakes, and ground cracks were abundant in the Mammoth Lakes area. The earthquakes continued for another 3 days, though not as severe as the opening salvo. Especially because of the recent cataclysmic event in Washington State at Mount St. Helens, geologists were alarmed and the activity received lots of press. Geologists brought in additional equipment to carefully monitor the Earth's movement. Swarms of earthquakes continued in the area on and off for the next 2 years as scientists, government officials, residents, and visitors all held their collective breath. Be sure to stay tuned to Alt-92.5 Sierra Wave Radio to hear part two of this Tales Along El Camino Sierra episode, I Feel the Earth Move.